boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I deserve a check.
Why?
Because you hired me yesterday.
I did.
Well, no, you didn't.
I didn't sign any HR paperwork that I'm aware of.
No, what you did was ask for a favor, and now I'm like, okay, I killed it, and if you ask me again, I would like to be cut a check.
Oh, my God.
Because you were saying you needed help finding a dress to wear to your sister's wedding.
Yeah, which is a very last minute, because her wedding is coming up August 24th. So, yeah, it's very last minute. I work under pressure, people.
Well, whatever. You're like, yeah, I don't really know what I'm looking for. Here's
I just know
colors.
I want it to be black.
Yeah. And you said, would you mind helping me
shop
and find some options? And I was like, say less.
Because the last thing I want to do is shop for a dress. I hate shopping for dresses. And
especially
I wanted
wedding.
It to be prom type dress.
Yeah, more formal. So what had happened was you gave me these few guidelines, but I came back basically with a questionnaire.
You did.
Of things. Because I get this makes me excited. I like mm-hmm. shopping for myself. I almost like shopping for other people even more. It just, it lights a fire in me because it's somebody else swiping their card. It's great. So I was like, okay, Destiny, I'm going to need some more information. What are you doing with your hair? And you were like, oh my God.
I haven't thought this through.
I don't know. I needed an answer of like, was it going to be down or up?
I decided half up, half down, very, very, very loose curls.
Fine. I needed to know what kind of neckline were you looking for? You said anything but strapless.
Yep.
You said that you wanted long. You said that you wanted a slit. So then I took all this. And then what did I do? I got you, I think, 5 or 6 different options.
Mm-hmm. And she did. And then I then sent them to my sister and she picked 2 of them. Of the 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, she did. She picked 2 of the 5. She said that she liked 2 of 5 of them.
Dude, I killed it. So what I'm saying is, if you need me to be your personal shopper again, I'm down to do it. I feel like I've proven myself. You've mm-hmm. seen my resume now. Hire me.
Well, here's the thing is, I'm thinking of actually of hiring you. But do you do more than fashion?
Okay, well, where's this going?
What do you mean, where's it going? Listen to me here. What? I'm not going to hire you to pick out undies for me.
Well,
I'm getting sick over here.
Actually, you know what? I do like picking out undies, but not for you.
No, I was wondering if I could hire you to do wall art because, you know, Neighbor Man and I.
Yes. Absolutely.
We agree on everything when it comes to like decorating the house. Like, was we moved in recently together? We've agreed on everything. We have picked colors together.
Okay.
And we've agreed on everything. The one thing that we are absolutely struggling on that we cannot agree on or that we just haven't found is wall art. Oh my God. I don't think we're ever going to get wall up on our house. We are going to be a naked house.
Don't say that again. Ew. No, I would
come
totally
on over. It's naked.
Hire me as a personal shopper. I would like to know what both of you like. And then I also need you to sign a separate document that if you break up, it's not my fault. I don't want to be in the middle of it. Okay. I'll send you some links of stuff that I like. And then beyond that, don't involve me.
Wait a minute. Is the document also saying if the breakup happens, who gets to claim you in the breakup? Like it's also like...
Yeah, I'll include that.
Child support as well.
Like, yeah, who gets custody of me? I'll include that.
I hope I win that battle.
I'm going to draft that document up today.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like you're somebody that takes your birthday fairly seriously, Destiny.
Yeah, I do, because it's my half birthday on Friday, and I even take that seriously.
Point proven. Okay.
Well, I expect half of a cake.
Dude, no. I'm not doing that. But I am excited to get your opinion on this, because TikTok is actually at war right now because of birthdays and birthday etiquette, you could say.
The one thing that would make me cut a friend off, I don't care how close we are, if we're best friends, we've been locked in for 25 years, is if you order fajitas at my birthday dinner. You know that it's my birthday, and I'm the star of the show. And so for you to order a big, sizzling, fulfilling tray of fajitas, you know that when it comes out, everybody's gonna say, oh, what did you get? Oh, what's going on? It's making all this noise. It's smoking everywhere. The waiter's gotta have on mitts. What are you doing trying to order something so attention-grabbing at my birthday dinner?
So, that gal has gone viral. I just watched your face change. At first, it was confusion. Like, why do we care if anybody's ordering fajitas? And then it looked like you were kind of understanding what she was saying.
You know what? I've never thought about that before, but she's got a point. I would add one more thing to that. Steak.
I can't order a steak at your birthday dinner.
No, because everybody's like, oh my God, look at that steak. That steak looks so good. I wish I would have gotten steak. Oh, man, why'd I get that salad? This steak looks so good.
A steak is silent, at least. Fajitas, I think those are, like, they make noise. She's kind of got, so, like, a little bit of a point there that they are very attention grabbing. A steak is silent.
You better be getting yourself a salad, and that is all you're allowed to get.
I'm not coming to your birthday party then.
I have never thought about this before, but you know what? I'm thinking about this moving forward.
Don't bother inviting me then.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
I think everybody should listen to this dating horror story and, you know, reflect inward and see, am I also this type of person?
I'm perfect.
Okay. Well, that's not a great start. Anyways, okay, this one comes from
that was really a thought I had in my head. I think I'm great.
No, and you know what? I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. today's dating horror story comes from a guy, and he said, I went to a movie with a girl and we weren't quite ready for the night to end yet. So afterwards, we stopped by a bar for a drink. Not even a few minutes into us sitting down, she pulls out her phone and is kind of halfway paying attention to our conversation. It was one of those bars where they leave you crayons on the table so you can draw on the table. So I just started doodling to keep myself busy. Our drinks come to the table, and then immediately she's taking photos and saying, hold on, this will just take a minute. I have an amazing caption for Instagram. So I go back to doodling on the table. And then I notice she starts drawing on the table. But guess what? It was for another Instagram post. This girl was literally obsessed with her Instagram. The date was shortly over after that. I texted her the next morning saying I had a good time. I really was just kind of hoping she was off that night. But instead of answering my good morning text, she was all over her Instagram story and all over her Snapchat story, posting updates. And then she answered me maybe by 1 p.m. I didn't even bother cutting things off with her. I just ended up unfollowing her on Instagram because I figured she would get the message that way.
Ooh, nope. I've never done that.
Been obsessed. Been obsessed with Instagram?
No, yeah. See, I tried to be off my phone on the date.
See, I am totally, like, if I'm comfortable with somebody, if I have a really beautiful plate in front of me or a nice looking coffee, I'm going to want to take a picture. But I'm scared of becoming this person. Kind of. Like, if I was on a date with somebody, I would never be like, ooh, phone eats first. Like, I could not. I would be embarrassed.
I think I'm only Snapchat obsessed because I think I always have to send a Snapchat to my family. I'm like, I got to tell them about this really great restaurant.
Why? On a first date?
Well, I just want to tell them about a really great restaurant. I just want to make sure my parents know this is awesome. When you come back to town, you should really try it or whatever it may be, or my sisters or whatever. I just want to let them know, keep them informed.
Is it like the Snapchats you send me where you're like vlog style? Hey guys.
Yeah, I do that. I do that to my family too. I send vlogs to everyone on Snapchat.
Maybe don't vlog your dates. I don't think that would work.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
I just looked out the window and honestly, kind of happy.
Why?
I went to the store earlier today And you know how I feel about this. Pumpkins too early.
Yeah, no, keep going. I'll wait. I'll let you have your moment.
I saw a jack-o'-lantern crew neck sweatshirt. And I'm not kidding. I had to talk myself out of not buying it because I woke up this morning and I'm choosing fall. Okay. I'm choosing Halloween. It feels like that time of year. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily ready for it, but it feels like it and it looks like it out there. So what are we supposed to do? I want soup. I want hot coffee. I want a pumpkin and I want a fuzzy blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too much to ask?
No, it's not, sis, because I've been in this moment for quite some time. Let's talk about it.
You always are an early bloomer for me.
Oh, I've been in this moment since mid-July.
Right.
Oh, I've got my Halloween decorations out. We've got a pumpkin on the coffee table. We've got ghost out in the living room. And I've got a pumpkin candle lit every night.
I think, I mean, if you're
I'm just waiting for the coffee companies to start doing the PSLs. Where are you at?
It's got to be like, what, in the next 2 weeks probably?
And then
soon,
your basic girl has risen.
I think you've already risen.
But
if you're like, oh my God, that's like, you're having a medical emergency. I'm like, not, this isn't fun anymore. I'm scared. Spooky season's arrived.
I just trying to say the basic girl is risen.
Now it's gone too far and I'm scared.
I was wondering if someone walked into your house right now, what would they immediately notice you're obsessed with? Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Because I'm starting to notice that mine is getting a little bit out of hand.
Okay.
Oh, if you don't know, I'm a little obsessed with the color pink.
We have a coworker, Miss Kelly Lala, who actually calls her Pinky.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even call her Destiny anymore.
Nope, I'm just Pinky now. It's coming a little bit out of hand, and I've always been in love with the color pink, but the obsession has now become obsessed over the last like year and a half, where everything now has to be pink. My hair is pink, and anything I can get my hands on, it will be pink.
Mm-hmm.
So like everything in the kitchen, all of the stuff is pink.
Like your utensils and stuff.
And in the living room, it's all pink. I'm like, it literally looks like someone, you know, little threw up pink in there.
Which I'm so this is great. This is cool. Mm-hmm. I support it. How does your man feel about it?
You know what? It's funny. I laugh about it every day because I'm not the cook. In the relationship, I don't cook at all.
Right.
And so he has to use the kitchen stuff that's pink. And I just laugh about it every day. And I'm like, do you like that?
He does he care?
No, he don't care. He's like, it's free. I don't have to. He don't buy it. I do.
If you're going to supply it, I don't care what
it looks
like. I love getting to go to people's houses because there's something about walking through them. You're like, oh, I can tell. You're really into this one thing. Mm-hmm. And we want to know if we walked into your house, if you invited us someday, what would we be able to tell that you are obsessed with immediately just by looking at your house? You can call us at 319-200-1029. Donovan, what's that for you?
Cats.
Me too. Why do you think that?
I have three of them.
Oh my God.
So did you just have like toys and stuff everywhere? Or are we talking like murals?
Oh no, I have actual cats. One was my mom's. I'm watching for her. Two of my own, and my dog, and they all get along.
I love it. I can relate to it. I got toys everywhere. I got two furry creatures running around, and I have painted my cats. But that's a different story. Besides my cats,
what you painted them? What do you got pictures of them on the wall?
Yeah, I have two little paintings of them.
You know what? That's not all. You wore a t-shirt of them the other day, and I didn't even bring that up to you, but I wanted to. I really wanted to. I'm like, you're wearing a picture of your, your t-shirt's got your pets on them?
Mm-hmm. I did.
That's something else, Mom. Mm-hmm. That's something else.
I'm obsessed with my cats. I don't think you even need to walk into my house to notice that, though. What I will say, the other thing, besides my children, my cats, I would say that somebody would walk into my house, and you know what? This has happened recently, and say that I have a real problem with throw pillows.
Oh, God.
Okay, it's an illness, and I blame it on my mother. I do believe it's genetic, because that woman growing up always had the most decorative throw pillows that were the type that it was like, don't you dare sit on those. or crunch them because that's a nice throw pillow. I've adopted that as an adult now, which drives my boyfriend insane.
Is this just in the living room or is this in all rooms?
Oh, God, here we go. No, it is not just in the living room. That's the problem.
What are you doing
with
rubbing
my hands together because you know what? I'm not done buying throw pillows.
Where are all of these pillows?
So we have a new couch that is quite large compared to our old couch. So I've been buying throw pillows for that. We have a big chair now. I need that one can fit like three throw pillows. I got to buy that. Our bed has some throw pillows on it. I got a little bench in my room that has some throw pillows on it. I actually was at Walmart this morning and guess what I bought? A freaking throw pillow because I thought it would look nice on my bench. And then we've got downstairs another couch that has a couple throw pillows and then two chairs down there that also have throw pillows.
All I have to say is you're keeping the pillow business running, dude.
Single-handedly, just me.
You walk into my house, you would find out that I'm obsessed with the color pink, and I'm obsessed with Post Malone. Neighbor Band, if you go into his gaming room, it's Wile E. Coyote.
Interesting.
From Looney Tunes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little too much. It's like all over the room, Taylor.
Like posters and stuff? Like, are we talking
knickknacks?
Like, okay.
Everything.
I mean, good on
you. All over the room.
And that's why it's just in his room.
It don't come out.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm following. I'm following.
But I want to know, if somebody walked into your house, what would they immediately notice you're obsessed with?
We can still take that story from you at 319-200-1029. Rose, what's that in your house?
Hello Kitty. I just love Hello Kitty, and it's, like, in my whole room.
God, that reminds me, like, growing up, I feel like everybody had one character or one theme that was in their bedroom that it was like, oh, you're going through that phase.
Mm-hmm.
Bratz, Barbie, Polly
One Direction.
Oh, my God.
Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers. Aaron Carter. Oh, love it.
That was you!
Okay, and what about it? Ellen, what is all over your house?
Board games.
Me too. Wait, how many do you have though?
Oh, a very large collection. They're all in the closets and on the coffee table.
That's a cool thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
Like that makes you the go-to hangout spot.
Oh, 100%.
Kendra, what's all over your house?
Plants and snakes.
Snakes?
Yeah, we have pet snakes.
How many snakes you got?
Three.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
How many plants you got?
Maybe like 15 to 20.
Oh my God.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know, my role here is to keep everybody cool, make sure we're all knowing what's trendy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be looking like the clueless one, like, uh-oh.
Okay.
I'm still doing
Are
that.
Are you about to tell me I'm dumb?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
no.
okay.
Oh, my God. No.
Make me nervous.
What I wanted to update you on is apparently there is a type of shoe that if you wear it out and about on the town, it immediately gives your age away and people think you're old. I'm sorry.
It's Gen Z, isn't it?
It is.
Damn you, Gen Z.
It is. Yes.
I love you, but I hate you.
It's a specific type of shoe.
Respectfully.
You have a guess of what the shoe would be?
I've got some ideas, and I'm going to go with Converse.
No, and also, how dare you, I'm wearing Converse.
shut up. No. I love Converse, and I thought you were going to say something. Because Gen Z always just loves to stab you where it really, really hurts. And so I thought you were going to say Converse.
As a Gen Z... from what I know, Converse are pretty timeless. I think they're always cool. What apparently
is
makes
it the combat boot?
Not necessarily. I think you're being a little bit too specific.
Oh, okay. Then is it the tennis shoe? Because I'm wearing the tennis shoe today.
No, the tennis shoes are cool. So you're onto something there.
Well, thank God I'm finally cool for once.
Tennis shoes are cool, and we'll come back to that. What is not cool, and what apparently shows your millennial side.
Oh my God, who cares?
Is if you wear heels.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew You were going to hit me where it freaking hurts.
It's not specified. Not specific anytime. It could be a heeled booty. I think that probably is giving very much millennial. But there's so many people sharing videos on TikTok of like what a night out looks like in 2024. And it's a lot of, obviously, Gen Z. They're wearing baggy jeans. They're wearing a platform sneaker, cool shoe, and a tank top. Whereas I think, I don't know, 10, 15, maybe 20 years ago, the millennials, when you were in your like college going out phase, it was probably skinny jeans, heeled booties, and like a shirt with crisscrosses in the front. Am I right? Or am I right? She's looking at me like she's going
to
kill me.
I want to, quite literally, yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say it.
No, you're just ruining my life. What am I supposed to do now? Go through my closet and get rid of all my heels?
No, I think it's more so like if you're going out on a bar night, right? It's pretty chill, but you're like looking cute with your girlfriends. If you show up in heels, you're going to be the odd man out.
What am I doing for my sister's wedding then? That's coming up.
Well, that's different. You wear heels for that.
Apparently, is that not different?
No. I'm talking like casual nights out.
Because I'm
going to
show up in heels and they're like, whoa, she's an oldie.
Nobody said that.
Because I got cousins who are Gen Z and they're going to be like, oh, she's old and she's very old. You better watch out. Get her a cane. No. That's what they're going to say.
Formal is completely different. Weddings are completely different. It's more so if you're just like going out on a Friday night.
I'm just saying, you better watch out. I'm using this in my MC when I am emceeing my sister's wedding. I am so going to use this in the speech.
Okay, and then you're just going to offend everybody else. Good luck with that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Okay, I really, really need help and I need to know, did I win the argument last night?
I feel like a referee right now.
Yeah. Get your whistle ready, dude.
Oh, shoot, I can't whistle.
Okay, so let me paint the picture for you. Me and Neighbor Man are sitting on the couch watching Netflix last night, okay? And I take bonding very seriously. You know this. Probably a little too seriously.
Okay.
And I take TV watching as bonding, okay? Mm-hmm. Which means you need to have your eyes on the TV at all time.
Okay.
It's like riding a roller coaster. Please keep your hands and your feet in the ride at all time. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I get a little irritated when he's on his phone. Because this is bonding. So, like, don't check Facebook. We're watching TV.
Okay.
Don't call your mommy. We're watching TV.
Are you watching the TV or are you watching him to see if he's watching the TV?
I'm watching the TV, but then he distracts me when he's on his phone.
Okay. Continue.
Because then I can't watch the TV anymore.
Okay.
So, I'm watching the TV. We're watching a Netflix comedy special, like stand-up comedy special, right? And he's driving me bonkers because he's playing a video game on his phone. And I'm like, are you even watching this special with me? Are we even bonding right now? Mm-hmm. He's laughing at the joke. We're watching the Pete Davidson hangs. He's laughing at every Pete Davidson joke. So I'm like, okay, he's kind of paying attention, I guess. But like, I just don't feel the bond here.
Yeah.
And so then I looked at him and I'm like, can you just put your phone down and just like watch the TV? And that's when he smacked me at the cross. The face, not legitimately, but what I mean is he said something that I never thought he would say. He goes, oh, I thought you liked a man who likes to play video games. So I'm over here and I'm playing video games because you said I really like men who play video games. So what do you want?
Right.
And in that moment, I couldn't say anything because he's not wrong. I like a man who plays video games. So I just shut it up. I didn't know what to say. So I feel like I lost that one, but like, I wanted to win because we're supposed to be bonding and watching Netflix. Who's wrong here?
So here's the thing. You should have never said that out loud about video games. Forget you ever said it. Stop saying that out loud because now you're just ruining your chances of winning. I support you being like, oh my God, we're not bonding. Because when I like to be annoying, I literally, me and my boyfriend can be on the same couch. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, miss you. What's it like over on that side of the couch?
See?
Okay. Wish we were spending time together. And he does the same thing where it's like, we are, like, Taylor, I'm right here. I'm like 3 feet away from you. I'm like, yeah, but you feel really far away. You could
be closer. You could be closer.
It feels like we're not really hanging out right now. Mm-hmm. So I like to do it to be annoying, and I get the same response. But you got to stop saying that you like a man that plays video games, because he's able to throw that in your face. So
I did it to myself.
So you did it to yourself. You ate your words, and I hate to tell you that you lost. Damn. And you were still annoying. I cried today. And you're never going to catch me saying that again, because honestly, nope. I don't cry. We were just talking about this the other day, just in life. You were like, yeah, I cried like 4 times this morning. And I was like, oh my God, I couldn't tell you the last time I cried. Are you okay? Because mm-hmm. I'm not like you in that way. I'm not emotional normally. I'll tear up when I see a cute dog video. But something really strange happened to me. I cried today. I'm going to keep saying that because it's really weird. And it happened in the middle of the night. It happened in the middle of my slumber. Okay. I was asleep, and I've been sleeping through the night lately because occasionally, you know, you wake up and have to go to the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah.
But last night I woke up around 3:30. I don't remember what time it was. And immediately I realized I was crying in my sleep.
Aww.
Yeah, I woke up. There were tear stains on my pillow. I had tears on my eyes, and I just felt sad. Here's the worst part. I can't remember my freaking dream.
You don't?
I don't know what made me so sad. I don't think that's ever happened to me. You know, everybody's like falling asleep crying probably in high school when you went through a breakup, right? It wasn't like that. I didn't fall asleep crying. I was good. I was in a great mood. I just woke up at 3 a.m., all upset about something, and I can't remember why.
Oh, this is when I would start blaming my boyfriend.
Well, I told him the next morning.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, it was you. I just know it was you.
Well, he was like really concerned, because he's like, oh, how'd you sleep? And I was like, fine, except that I woke up sobbing in the middle of the night. And he was like, are you serious? Are you okay? Like, why were you upset? I was like, dude, I actually don't know. I don't have an answer for you. So I'm not really sure what to do with that information.
He cheated on you in your dreams. Guaranteed.
Maybe. No,
guaranteed.
See, that would make me angry, not sad.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, I probably would have.
He died then.
I'd have a violent dream. I don't know. I don't really want to think about it too much.
They were happy tears. I'm just kidding.
And you're sick for that.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I did it. I got inspired by the shirt I'm wearing, which is pizza shirt, for tonight's trivia question. It's all about pizza.
Which is great, because I'm already starving now. This is going to be the longest trivia question ever, because all I'm going to think about is pizza that I wasn't planning on buying.
It could be any pizza. Maybe you're a pepperoni person, cheese person, sausage. Ew. Sorry. Gross.
Pineapple.
Oh, that's so good.
That is good.
So good. All right. Well, tonight's trivia question. A new study found that 98% of people would exchange this for a free pizza. What is it?
Hmm. You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
A new study found that 98% of people would exchange this to get a free slice of pizza. What is it?
Free pizza, man.
I'll do anything, dude.
Speaking my language.
What do you want? You want my social security number?
Okay, well.
Well, that might be drawing the line. Okay.
I don't know if that's worth a slice, but.
Depends. Where is the pizza coming from? I'll give you my social security number.
You know what?
Number.
That is also to be considered. Where is it coming from?
I'll give you my social security number, depending on where it's from.
Mm-hmm. You can text in
if
your guess.
If it's the high school pizza, social security. Oh, depending on which one.
No, you're wrong for that. That's disgusting.
Some of those pizzas from high school were pretty, they slapped pretty hard.
We clearly did not go to the same school.
Oh. They're breakfast pizza, dude. I'd give up my social security number to get another slice of that.
I so disagree. Oh, okay. My God, ew. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
C102.9.
I messed up. We did pizza trivia on the wrong day.
I thought it was just because you were wearing a pizza shirt.
Well, it was. because I needed some inspiration.
Okay.
But we really should have done it on Friday. Hear me out.
What is that?
It's not National Pizza Day on Friday. National Pizza Day is on February 9th, which is my birthday.
Oh, you have that memorized.
My birthday is February 9th, and I just happen to know that National Pizza Day always lands on my birthday.
So what's Friday?
Friday is August 9th, which is my half birthday. So it would be halfway to pizza day.
Oh, good God.
So now I'm just thinking, should we do pizza trivia all this week? We'll talk to the judges. We'll talk to me.
If you don't bring pizza in at least one day, then no.
We'll talk.
Okay, anyways.
But I messed up. We should have done this on Friday because it's like pizza's half birthday. Maybe we should have half of a pizza. That's a disgrace to
pizza.
You
are just having an excuse to be cheap. Get the whole pizza.
All right. Well, tonight's trivia question. 98% of people would exchange this for a free slice of pizza. What is it?
You can text in your guess and if you know where to get a free slice to 319-200-1029 because it sounds amazing. So far, though, 8325 said your phone number. I've definitely given that out in my day for some pizza, LOL.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Oh, yeah. If 100%. They're like, fill out this survey for literally 0.5% off, I'm filling it out.
You could spam me all you want.
No, I don't care.
Jill said personal info. Again, back to my social security number. I will do anything to get that breakfast pizza from high school. Vince Ellsberg. I'll tell you my social security number. Call me.
They probably have that on file, actually, somewhere, to be honest with you.
They do. They're like, man, we already have it.
Actually, we don't want it. 1820 said following an Instagram page. I think
yes.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you get your first, I remember in
You've
college.
Done this?
Oh my God. Yeah. There was a pizza place that opened and if you followed their Instagram page and you showed it at the checkout, I don't remember if it was free. I feel like it was free. Your first trip there.
It was probably just one slice, but still one slice, dude.
Yeah.
And you're a college kid.
And you know what? I loved it. And I would do it again.
And again. And again.
And you know what I also have access to? The Z1 to 2.9 Instagram page. So I'm going to get my two slices.
So many spam accounts on Instagram. You bet I'll make all of them like it.
Yeah, I use them to creep on my exes and get free things like pizza.
Mm-hmm. 98% of people would exchange this for a free slice of pizza. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in about 3 minutes.
Now, what slice of pizza, though? Pepperoni, cheese.
Dude, ideally, a margarita pizza.
That's what I had last night.
Oh, God, it sounds so good.
And I didn't bring you any.
That's so rude.
I don't know. If I bring Taylor in pizza, I might be able to convince her all this week it's pizza week, dude.
Can you just bring in a large pizza tomorrow?
Well, a large?
Listen. Large pizza tomorrow, please, is what I request. Because Jesus. Then every night as we're doing this, we can go grab a slice from the fridge. And I'll be much more pleasant. I'll make it last all week.
We'll see about that. I'm just thinking we should maybe do pizza trivia all this week because it will be halfway to National Pizza Day, effective Friday.
We are seriously digging for content here.
We're bored.
Nobody knows that willingly.
No, I just do because I'm really excited for my half birthday, which is Friday. Please bring me a gift.
Oh, no. You're bringing the pizza, and I'm eating the pizza.
Tonight's trivia question, 98% of people would exchange this for a free slice of pizza. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
I know you would totally do this. 98% of people would give away their friend's email address in exchange for a free slice of pizza.
I would. Why have I never thought of this?
Can you at least give them my spam email?
I don't know what that is.
Well, I have multiple. I've got a very spam email, like a very, very spam. I've got a semi-spam email. And then I've got like my work email and then my other personal email. I just need to make sure you give them the very, very spam email. That one I'm fine with you doing.
No, I'll give them the work email.
No.
And then they'll spam you the way that you spam everybody else with email. So it's a taste of your own medicine.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast.
Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.